Tomorrow's a critical date for beleaguered United Airlines and its parent company, UAL Corporation. It's the first deadline for the bankrupt air carrier to report whether it's meeting cash flow targets set by the banks, which have loaned the airline money to reorganize. While that financial reckoning is only one of many hurdles United faces, it's a chance for United to convince skeptics the airline will survive. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Chicago.
At O'Hare Airport, the scene is enough to make United Airline executives smile. An early morning line of people, suitcases in hand, making their way to check in baggage for their flight.
I am going to Cincinnati.
Going to Washington.
Denver.
I'm headed for West Palm Beach, Florida.
Daryl Sandstrom's wife was catching a flight to Korea. He'll follow in a few weeks.
Well, we're committing on flying on an American-owned airline, and that's why we chose United. And hopefully this will help them in their time of trouble. Yeah, you know, showing that there is still confidence in their ability to fly.
While United is counting on these types of customers to help its bottom line, the lenders who provided interim financing are a much tougher audience. United officials declined to discuss the air carrier's financial status, but Standard & Poor's analyst Phil Bagley says it's likely United will have met the lender's stringent cash flow requirement.
They picked up some operating earnings by having labor concessions implemented more quickly than their original plan. They either negotiated or had imposed by the court wage cuts retroactive to January 1st.
But jet fuel has cost United more than expected, says Bagley, and if there's war, March will be even tougher because of even higher fuel prices and a precipitous drop in passenger traffic. In the meantime, company officials say to survive, the airline must slash an additional $2.6 billion a year. They're looking for deeper cuts from employees, not only in pay, but in benefits and work rules. If there are no agreements by March 17th, United will go to court seeking to have contracts voided and concessions imposed. United's machine have had the most prickly relationship with the company, but Union Vice President Robert Roach says abrogating the contracts won't help.
There are no lenders out there. There are no people with money who want to get involved in a situation where management and labor are at war.
Pilots have offered United their own proposal, and the flight attendants have offered a plan they say would save United $1 billion in cost over the next 6 years. The union's Sarah Dela Cruz says that would help the company emerge from bankruptcy.
We've been committed to that all the way along. We still are, and we're very hopeful that we'll be able to take care of that outside of court.
The economy, fear of terrorism, and labor costs have had a hand in the airline industry's predicament. So has competition from low-cost carriers. United says in order to compete, it must run its own low-fare carrier. But that could be a tough sell. The plan could mean less pay and layoffs, and it's clearly irritated union leaders. Scotty Clark with the Airline Pilots Association calls the proposal a non-starter.
We don't have a common vision on how to build that carrier. We don't agree on the business wisdom.
Analyst John Ash with Global Aviation Associates says several airlines, including United, have tried the idea in the past.
The history of low-fare, low-frills subsidiary carriers to major network carriers is riddled with failure.
Whether United succeeds in its quest to get a new division off the ground, company officials say it's much too early for competitors and others to predict United's demise. They say they're only 2 months into a process they believe will take a year and a half to make United profitable. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.